In the AFL, blessed relief from the trade period that went on and on forever. And for Adam Treloar, young star with the GWS Giants, finally got the big move he was looking for to play at Collingwood.
It's a tough decision, but one that I'm at peace with. I think it's the best decision for myself and for my family. And I can't wait to get stuck into the pre-season and run out in round one at the MCG in front of hopefully 9,000 people.
Collingwood having to give up two first-round picks, one this year and one next year, as the system changes and future picks are also in play. Derek Hine is the list manager at the Collingwood Football Club, joins us on the weekend. Derek, welcome to the program.
Yeah, no, it was really pleasing. From our perspective, we had a reasonably thorough plan that we'd sort of had in train for, you know, in some cases up to 18 months. So it was... although there was a few little bumps along the road, but it was really pleasing to get the outcome we did.
Went right down to the wire for James Aish, and it was a difficult negotiation. What was the sticking point from Collingwood's point of view?
Oh, there was no real sticking point. It was initially we were negotiating directly with Brisbane, and they were really keen to get in another senior player, and obviously that was Ryan Bastanek in this particular case, so all of a sudden, two parties negotiated and become three. And so then it was just a matter of working through all the relevant issues with both clubs. And, we're fortunate to get the outcome we did.
Is it a worry for the competition in general that young players who just drafted to clubs are now digging their heels in early in their careers and demanding a trade like Aish has done and forced their club into the market?
I'm not quite sure on that because there's probably, generally there's been probably two or three outliers. In our case, Nathan Freeman was a boy that, he had some really interrupted two years through to multiple injuries and so on. So I suppose from his perspective, he just felt that he needed some fresh air and a new environment and so on. And, the rules allow him to move clubs on, in speaking to a few of the colleagues at other clubs. I mean, I think it's certainly worth discussing the potential of 3-year contracts when, draftees come from the 18s and the other national pathways. But, I don't think, not at this stage, but, there is two or three, players that have opted to move.
Derek, you got Adam Treloar to the club from the GWS Giants. It was another tough negotiation and they had to give up a number of picks to do so, including a future pick. Is that the new landscape here where clubs are going to invest in players on a futures market, in a sense? So you give up future picks in the draft in order to achieve something now. And how dangerous is that? Can you overcommit?
Yeah, it is. I mean, clearly there was a lot of talk and there was a lot of discussion, particularly pre the implementation of this particular rule. So most clubs and ourselves included have staff that that are consistently assessing future draft pools. So I mean, clearly you need to have a level of understanding of what you're selling, so to speak. But on the other hand, the future pick systems allow clubs to facilitate trades. I suppose it just gives them another mechanism to be able to bring to the table. And I think this year, with it just off the top of my head, I think there would have been clearly a lot more players change clubs, than in previous years. So it's just another mechanism, I suppose.
Derek Hine is with us here on the Grandstand weekend, head of list management at the Collingwood Football Club after an exhaustive trade period. Derek, you gave your first round pick this year and next year for Adam Treloar. The other thing that seems apparent is that there might be some trade inflation going on because these picks are now available. The demands made for talented players is going to grow exponentially.
Potentially. Yeah, potentially again. But it's, clearly we just really need to make sure that we know what we're giving up, and certainly in Adam's case, I mean, he's an elite player at 22 years of age, and I'm a really strong believer that once we make the commitment to the player, and the commitment makes the commitment to the club, that it's the onus is on the club to follow it through. And we did that.
Derek, there's a suggestion that Collingwood were involved in Treloar taking himself to Tasmania for surgery without the knowledge of his then parent club, the GWS Giants. Have you investigated that further?
The AFL, they're looking into that at the moment. I think it's probably more of an indication of Adam the professional. He's a man that leaves no stone unturned to prepare himself for the game. And, you know, in my very brief period in the game, there's only one player I can compare him to, and that's our coach, Nathan Buckley. He's just a relentless in his preparation and his love for AFL football. And there's such a strong comparison between Adam and the coach.
Good to talk to you, Derek. Enjoy a well-earned rest this weekend.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.
Derek Hine there, list manager at Collingwood Footy Club, talking to us about trade period, which is over in the AFL. The Magpies securing most of their desired players, including Adam Treloar from the GWS Giants, Jeremy Howe from Melbourne Football Club, and James Aish Late from the Brisbane Lions. And we'll talk more about that in the press pass with Ashley Brown from afl.com.au and Callie Underwood, who'll be here to take your calls and discuss that and plenty of other issues besides here on the Grandstand Weekender.